Well, sometimes you do have young people that are sprucing.
Well, what about somebody, if you were, you might, if somebody was supposed to be here at 10:30 and didn't mm-hmm. show up, you'd say, well, I guess I don't have any reason to, but I can't help feeling a little bit
worried.
Or not
you disappointed.
Feel, you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd feel
no.
a little
uneasy.
And if somebody left a pile of money sitting here on the floor and left the door open and walked out, you say, well, that was just a...
That was a fool, you stupid.
And that was a real what thing to do?
A careless thing to do.
And if you were talking about an aunt or something who just had sort of funny ways, you say, there's nothing really wrong with aunt so-and-so. She's just an ex kind of...
Really?
Now, what about queer? Would you ever use that?
Yes, queer. Peculiar. Queer and peculiar, would you refer you those two terms?
Well, give me some examples how you'd use queer.
Oh, well, maybe you have an aunt, a person who doesn't want you to bother whatever they have in there. You just let it stay like I fix it. Don't bother. I fix it that way and I want it to stay that way. Or be sure and clean your feet before you come into the house. Did you wipe your feet before you got into the house?
Well, if you were speaking to some man and you said he is a queer, what would you mean? Does that mean he's eccentric or what?
Well, it could. And it means he just doesn't have anything to do with anybody, or he just has a, maybe could have a more feminine way than most men.
So that fits in.
They're queer.
And what about somebody who, you know, you knew a better way to do something, and you were trying to show him, and he wouldn't change. You said, well, now just don't be so, what?
Set in your ways.
And what about somebody who just couldn't take a joke, just real...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That person's awfully what?
Touchy, or he's awful, let's see, find another word.
You say he's touchy?
Mm, he can be touchy. That's one word we used to use.
Well, if somebody was touchy, then if you played a joke on him, he might get real...
Real mad. Mm-hmm.
And if you were on a ship that was sinking, and everybody was nervous and scared, but you weren't, you might say, now everybody just...
Calm down.
Or keep
cool.
Quiet. When would you use that? Keep calm or something like that?
When there's a upset, somebody's upset, or rioting, maybe almost a fuss or some disturbance.
And if you've been working hard all day, mm-hmm. you say you were very what?
Tired.
And if you were very, very tired, you say you were all...
Too pooped to pop.
Too pooped to pop. Have you ever heard anything else? That you
all tugged in.
All tugged in.
Uh-huh.
I never heard that.
Well, I'm all tugged in.
What about, speaking of wear out?
I'm all worn out.
That's all my questions. Is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you thought I would?
Not necessarily, because I figured that you had a problem, guidelines to go by.
Well, is there anything that you wanted to tell me about, or that I didn't cover, that you think ought to, there's something about this area or anything that you think it's real important
that
you would like to mention?
Oh, let's see. This, well, Huntsville, is a town that has had the courthouse burned more than one time and had to be rebuilt. The first time the courthouse was burned, my mother reported the fire, and I believe she said they gave her $5 as a reward. And that was a long, long time ago.
I guess that was a lot of money then.
Yeah, that was a lot of money then. And, let's see. One thing about Huntsville is the two main attractions is the TDC, the Texas Department of Correction, and Sam Houston University. Because a long time ago, people depended upon Sam Houston University mostly for a living.
Oh, really? The people?
Yeah, the people did, because we didn't have dorms, and people had boarding houses, and they were called, Sam Houston was a normal institute then, and the students that attended were called normals. And of course, normal had no way of doing their own laundry, and the people in the town go to the boarding houses and pick up their laundry, and they made a living like that, especially young folk. And they wouldn't have very many things to launder, and sometimes they could do their laundry and carry back the same day. And then the people in the town room and would board the normals, and they made their living there. All these big houses you see around Huntsville were houses where they had boarders. Private homes, you know, weren't too large, unless it was a rich person who had some special fine home.
Uh-huh.